Lecture topic, effect of company.
The effect of the environment, the effect of company can never be overemphasized. And we need to keep reminding ourselves about the importance of the kind of company we keep. So the manner to understand the effect of company, so one example that somebody gave, that if a frog, that frog is jumping around somewhere and it jumps into something that didn't realize probably what's going on there, and it jumped into a pot of boiling water. The water is already boiling. It jumps into that, it will immediately spring out in some way. Somehow or the other, it will spring out of that and save itself. Because it's boiling hot, so obviously it's going to get burned. He says, if you ever have to do this, not that it's something to be done obviously, but if supposing that frog was in that pot of water already, which was cold, and then somebody put it on the stove or lit a fire under it, that frog will just remain there and will end up dying there. Not something to experiment with, but that's the reality of what will happen. So now when it was boiling hot already, then it immediately realized that this is dangerous and it jumped out. But when that water gradually was getting heated, so it took it for granted that this is okay, fine, I can still manage this. But it remains there and it continues remaining until that water gets beyond what it can manage and it dies in it. Now, this is the effect of the environment also. Person, when he, Allah forbid, he's invited to some major wrong, he'll get a shock that what you are taking me towards. So he, if he's got some consciousness of deen, he's got some concern to try and keep himself safe from haram, so he'll get a shock about it and he will react to it. But when he sometimes puts himself in company that is not in order, talking things that are not in order, and maybe some of the actions are not in order, but it is not necessarily on that very high level of wrong, so he takes it for granted, this is fine. But then that heat now is building up gradually, he doesn't think anything about it until that overwhelms him, he doesn't even realize what it did to him. And where he initially reacted with shock that I won't ever, how can you ever dare invite me to that, he ends up in there. So it started off because he just took it for granted that this is nothing now, this is small. But as that heat grew, so he ended up in the same place. So the point is that never to take this for granted, that well, this is just some small talk now, can't get too serious in life. But if that small talk is going to incite wrong thoughts, that small talk, which is called small, which is not in reality small, the only difference it might be is like a small spark or a small little flame compared to a huge fire. So the small flame also will eventually burn and can light up to that extent. So the point of the discussion again is to never ever take anything negative in terms of the environment and company lightly. It's very major and it can take a person to major consequences. So the effect of company, we have to keep reminding ourselves. And as soon as the alarm bell should become very sensitive, like sometimes various electronics and so on, some small thing goes off, there's a red light that will come on, there's some buzzer that will come on. So that buzzer within us must be developed. That this is not the right place for me now. This is not the right conversation for me. I need to move out of here now. And that's the time that mujahada will have to be undertaken to save ourselves. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq.